when you don't have your radio.
What's our alternative?
Download the app or listen online.
You're absolutely right.
WCLO, Chainesville, Beloit.
You bet.
This is the wow factor.
I'm not intimidated by any buyer.
Cash is king. Winner takes.
Ooh, I just don't like Dave Hester.
Right.
I'm sure he's a nice guy, but... man, back in 2010, Storage Wars first appeared on the A&E network, and it's been chugging along ever since. A little stutter step here and there. We had a pandemic to deal with and all kinds of stuff. And our next guests joining us on the Minuteman Press guest line have been a part of that show right from the beginning. Please welcome to the program Auctioneers Dan and Laura Dotson. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
Great to have you on the program. I became a fan fairly early on. I don't know if all the way back in 2010, but I've been watching for a lot of years and seen some of the cast members come and go. And you guys have just kind of been the dependable factor that no matter what was going on, Dan and Laura were largely there. And I know, throughout the course of the thing, you've had your own challenges. And I know, Dan, you've had some health challenges that you've overcome. So congrats. And we're glad that you're back to full health and still out there doing auctions. This was something that I guess you're going to have to explain to us how you came to do this in television. We're familiar, in Wisconsin here, there's a lot of agricultural areas. We do a lot of auctions in Wisconsin. We're all pretty much familiar with auctions, not necessarily storage auctions. But the idea of auctioneers and people starting it in the family business is not foreign around here. But you got a pretty early start in the family business.
Yeah. My grandfather and mom were auctioneers, so I learned back in 74 how to do it, and I came back to California, and I used to ditch school on Tuesdays and go down to the auction and sell furniture, and I graduated from high school at 17, and if I went down there and whipped pigs for an hour and a half, they'd let me sell goats for an hour. So, I mean, I sold birds and goats. I sold anything there is to sell. I've probably sold it, and we started putting videos on YouTube back in 08, and we were putting something up every week just to show our clients, hey, we're good auctioneers, and we want your business, and ABC and CBS and KTLA all picked us up and did a thrift economy story, and that sort of set everything on fire, and we had 16 production companies and a couple of networks call us up and wanted us to,
there was a mandate for doing a
thrift economy show around Laura and Dan. So, we couldn't be happier the way everything has turned out.
And pitched it to A&E because Danny is art and entertainment, and they said yes to it, and it's a treasure, and it has... We are rolling in season 17. It has been 16 years of magic.
We're filming today, show 366. I can't believe it.
Wow.
We're aiming for 500 shows at least. And we appreciate Wisconsin being there and enjoying them and loving them. Their new one-hour back-to-back episodes coming out on Saturday the 28th. And
February 28th.
February 28th.
Yeah, 9, 8 Central.
We're super happy about that.
I'll be there. What do you think it is? What do you think it is, you guys, about, the folks that really are drawn in? And I'm one of them. I got to admit, I said before you joined us, I don't know what it is. I love to, it's like watching Geraldo Rivera's open the treasure hunt every single episode.
Oh, what a great
episode.
Analogy. Yeah.
The production really had it figured out from the beginning. They had a little sign on the wall that said, what's in the box, dummy?
Yeah, what's in the box?
What's in the box? They had it on the wall. And, Laura and I would go out every day and we'd come back different people wanted to be on the show, and we were telling everybody, we're going to have this show.
So we were pitching it.
We would grade people from 1 to 10. One wanted to be on the show, but they weren't going to be any good, they would get a 1. If they would be excellent, we'd think of the show, it would be a 10. So Laura and I would come back every day from our 200 miles doing auctions separately, and we would put our notes together, and she came back one day and said, well, I think Daryl would be a 10. He really wants to be on the show.
He's got so many great stories and adventures, and he wants to write a book, but I think he needs to tell the world about his auction, buying.
I wasn't as sold on Daryl, at first, but I am now. I mean, he was great.
I think Dave would be great for the show, and we have just actually, these are real buyers, real, you know, situations. They're really spending real cash and finding real treasures. Sometimes it's defeat and, you know, the agony of it, and sometimes it's the thrill of the auction hunt. I can guarantee you that you're going to enjoy what you're going to be seeing these seasons, and the players and the fun faces that come back. And, you know, we are smiling ear to ear, and I hope that you can feel it on the radio out there, Wisconsin, because we are having a good time.
And anybody in Wisconsin, if you're on the West Coast, come and check us out. It's AmericanAuctioneers.com. That's our live auctions, and we have an online auction platform that anybody can bid in the United States at StorageAuctions.net. It's the only one on the network.
Be a storage warrior.
.net. Yeah. You can be a storage warrior.
Yeah.
Wow. It's gotten me thinking about that whole aspect of this. And gee, as if I were to retire out of this job, could I just do that? And I got a couple of questions. One is, what do they do with all the stuff that they can't use? I mean, a lot of times I see the cast members throwing stuff out of there, and there's a big pile that they leave behind at the end. Do they got to get rid of it? And where does it go?
Yeah, it either has to go to the dump, it has to get donated. Usually, you know, there's a lot of buyers at these sales that we don't necessarily see on TV because, you know, the show's not following them. But there's usually always somebody that will pick it up and, you know, take it away and whatever. So they can't leave it there, that's for sure.
When our, you know, the buyers, the cast members or any other buyers go through their unit and they're loading up their truck, some of the other buyers or people are hanging around going, you know, can I buy this from you? Or what are you going to do with all this stuff? And they just either give it to them, get it out of there. The one thing is, you've got to leave the unit cleared out. If you don't, you're going to lose your $100 deposit.
And most of the stuff can be sold. I mean, unless it's just your trash and needs to go to the dump. If it's anything at all that can be used, it'll normally bring some money to somebody somewhere. And most of the folks on our show, they, you know, they're swap meters. They're out there every weekend selling stuff or are out of their building, or they are, you know, eBayers and Craigslist people and, you know, Facebook Marketplace sellers. And, you know, they all have different ways of selling their stuff.
Like Dave, he will turn anything in that unit into a dollar. So he knows how to do it. He's got the machine for it. That's a good buyer.
The backstory of all of the buyers that you follow is also very interesting. And I know that some of that's orchestrated in order to have successful network television. That's what you got to do. But Dave Hester is kind of like that. He kind of is the likable villain sort of guy. I mean,
masculine.
Yeah, people really seem to love to hate Dave, and he doesn't mind. He doesn't mind at all. I mean, he just, you know, most of us, you know, we care. I care. I don't want people hating on me, but, and I realize they're going to do it every once in a while. So, I mean, I can look over a certain amount of it, but, you know, if it was my main diet, I don't think I'd be a happy guy about that.
Yeah, Dave, he just doesn't mind it. That's just how he is.
He gets it done, nonetheless. All right, so the new season, before I lose track of all time here. I'm enjoying this conversation. The new season hits February 28th.
Yes, Saturday, 9, 8 Central on A&E. 2 one-hour episodes, folks.
Yeah.
All right. Dan and Laura, I know you got to get on to other radio interviews here this morning, but we appreciate spending a little time with you this morning. I will be watching the premiere along with a lot of other folks, I'm sure.
Thank you, Tim, and thank you, Wisconsin. We love you.
And don't forget to pay the lady.
Perfect. All right, you guys. Thanks a bunch.